The A's and the O's locking horns on Friday. Jed Lowry and company down 2-0 early, but in the fourth, they battle back. At the plate, Chris Davis.
Right field, long run for Smith, and he's not going to get there, and it's fair. It bounces off the wall. Lowry's being waved home. He's going to score, and the A's are on the board on the Davis double.
Here's the 2-1. Hit high in the air to center, has some carry. Jones is back to the track, still going, and it is gone. Matt Olson has hit it out, and he's put the A's in front.
Here's the pitch by Blackburn out of the stretch. He throws, and it's swung on and well hit right center up the alley, and Rajay is not going to get it, and that's going to the wall. Beckham will score. Machado's to third. He's around third. He comes to the plate, and he scores. It's a two-run double out to right center by Jonathan Scope, and the Orioles reclaim the lead. It's 4-3 Baltimore.
2-2 pitch is hit in the air right center field. That's hit well. Jones is back. Rickard's back. Nobody's going to get it, and one hops the wall up over the wall. The game is tied, and the A's have second and third, and nobody out. Rickard sets up. It should be deep enough. Here comes Simeon. The throw is late, and the A's take the lead at 5-4.
After Paul Blackburn was roughed up for a career-high 10 hits through just 5 2/3, three Oakland relievers came in and turned in 3 1/3 innings of perfect relief, helping the A's to a 5-4 comeback win against the Orioles at the Coliseum on Friday. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
If you haven't seen him a whole lot, I know his ERA is 6. And I had to deal with him in the National League when he was blowing 102 miles an hour, and he's got a wide assortment of pitches. So when you go up there and you have so many pitches that you have to deal with, sometimes you just get caught in between. And then you just try to narrow down the pitches to a couple and look for a zone and go from there, and our at-bats were a little bit better. We did get his pitch count up. We made him throw some pitches early on, but obviously our offensive portion of the game was much better in the second half.
Could you talk a little bit about a key element in the game today? The pen, 10 men came up, 10 men out.
Yeah, Castro's been big for us. You know, we've kind of elevated his roles at times. And he's pitched really well for us. You know, not just an inning. He gives us one plus. He can give us two innings. He's really become a guy that we're counting on. And, you know, whether it's tie games, close games, ahead, we're not afraid to use him. He was a key. And then, you know, after that, Casilla was important for us to get through that part. And, you know, Trinan had a good ninth.
Bob, it's no secret that Jed's name has been mentioned over and over the past 3-4 months. As a possible trade candidate, and yet he's still here, and yet he's leading the majors in doubles.
Yeah.
How has he been able to kind of maintain focus when there's all that stuff around him?
He's been through it many times, so I don't think he just plays it day to day and prepares to win on a particular day. And, you know, this is as healthy as he's been. And, you know, he's been able to go out there multiple days in a row, and he's been as consistent as anybody we've had all year. So I think for him it's just a matter of just keeping it pretty simple and not, you know, being a veteran guy. I've gone through it before. I don't think he pays too close attention to all that.
You almost said 2 weeks since Chet Pinder came off the DL, but he continues to produce. Yeah. What have you liked out of him so far and stuff you saw tonight?
I mean, he can hit. It's what he can do. And he's, you know, coming up in big situations for us too, and – you know, playing the outfield, he seems real comfortable with that. So nothing but good things to say about Penn, and he's just going to get better and better.
Yeah, Blackburn has been light out in almost all of his starts. What do you saw a little different from him today?
I think the ball was just elevated a little bit more today. And, you know, you just saw better swings against him. And when the ball's elevated, maybe it's a little flatter as far as the movement that he gets. So they had some good swings. I mean, shoot, I think he ended up, was like 12 base runners at the time he was out there. So he minimized the damage a little bit to keep us in the game. So if that's a bad one for him, then you'll take it.
How's Boog Powell, and at what point did he start to take a turn for the worse here?
You know what? He came with – he had an upper respiratory infection, and he's got asthma on top of it. And after batting practice, got a little worse, and we just precautionary just held him out.
With Blackburn, that fourth inning in particular seemed to be a really big damage-avoiding inning to give up five base runners but only have one run. Can you talk about that inning for him in particular?
Yeah, you know, a double play always helps too, and Ole makes a nice play. Was that the inning? I believe, yeah. Ole makes a nice play at first and gets a double play for him. So, you know, when you're on the ropes, anytime you can get two outs with one swing of the bat, it certainly, you know, helps you out and gets you confidence.
The A's sent Sean Manaea to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Dylan Bundy.